The results of many experimental studies show that green foods have marked beneficial effects on cholesterol, blood pressure, immune response, and cancer prevention. These effects are attributed in part to their high concentrations of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, the phytochemical that gives leaves, plants, and algae their green hues, is the plant equivalent of the oxygen-carrying red pigment hemoglobin in red blood cells. Dietary chlorophyll inhibits disease bacteria and exerts therapeutic effects on bad breath and internal odors. Young cereal grasses, especially wheat and barley grass, are distinguished by their brilliant emerald green hues. Before World War II, drugstores throughout the country, but especially in the grain belt states of the Midwest, sold tablets of dried wheat or barley grass as a kind of primitive vitamin supplement. Today, young wheat and barley grasses are dried and powdered to make dietary supplements, or picked fresh to process in juicing machines. At the early grass stage of their growth, wheat and barley are closer to vegetables than grains in composition. This is important to note, because while eating wheat and wheat products are strongly discouraged, wheat grass is an excellent addition to your diet. The nutrient profiles of green cereal plants change quickly as they grow. In this process, the chlorophyll, protein, and vitamin content of cereal grasses declines sharply, and the level of cellulose increases. Over a period of several months, the green leafy cereal grasses become amber waves of grain, bearing the kernels we harvest to make into flour, an unhealthy, pro-inflammatory food. There is very little nutritional difference between wheatgrass and barley grass, although it is important to note that barley grass acts as a free radical scavenger that also reduces inflammation and pain, and wheatgrass contains P4D1, a glucoprotein that acts like an antioxidant, reducing inflammation. It is also thought to help the body attack cancer cells. You can get cereal grasses in powder or tablet form. Dried cereal grasses are certainly easier to handle than fresh, which must be juiced. However, fresh grass juice contains healthful enzymes not found in dried grass powder, and is likely to be higher in just about every phytonutrient found in cereal grass. Many juice bars and health-oriented markets offer these juices on their menus. Blue-green algae, or BGA. The single-celled plants known as blue-green algae are sold in health food stores as superior sources of protein, chlorophyll, carotenoid antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and disease-preventive phytonutrients. There are several types of BGAs, the most popular being spirulina and chlorella. The existing research, while lacking in many regards, suggests that BGAs exert some significant and perhaps unique preventive health effects, most likely due to their polysaccharides, antioxidants, nucleic acids, and peptides. Among other benefits, both spirulina and chlorella help diminish allergies such as hay fever, help protect the liver from toxins, reduce blood pressure and cholesterol, help control symptoms of ulcerative colitis, and exert strong antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. BGAs are rich in essential fatty acids, phenolic antioxidants, chlorophyll, B vitamins, carotenoids, and minerals such as calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, potassium, and zinc. BGAs are also good sources of gamma-linolenic acid, GLA, an omega-6 fatty acid with many healthful properties, which is lacking in the standard American diet. However, there are some cautionary notes about BGAs. They are often touted as rich sources of protein. In fact, dried BGA has relatively little protein, and you'd have to eat huge quantities, at great cost, to get a significant amount of protein. BGAs are also said to be rich in iron and carotenoids. That may be true, but it is far cheaper to get iron from food sources such as eggs, dark green leafy vegetables, or supplements, and you can get carotenoids more affordably from wild salmon and the colorful fruits and vegetables mentioned previously. Extravagant claims are often made for the ability of dietary BGAs to provide energy and produce weight loss, without any substantial evidence for these assertions. And since some kinds of blue-green algae produce toxins called microcystins, which can cause liver damage and promote tumors, be sure that you buy only major national brands of BGA sold by very reputable retailers. Superfood 5. Buckwheat. Though it is usually thought of as a grain, buckwheat is actually the seed of a broad-leafed plant related to rhubarb. While it is not a true grain, it is used like one in cooking, and it surpasses rice, wheat, and corn on almost every measure of healthfulness, including the fact that rice, wheat, and corn are high on the glycemic scale, thus provoking a quick spike in blood sugar levels, a proven promoter of systemic inflammation. Buckwheat, on the other hand, ranks low on the glycemic scale. Hulled buckwheat kernels, called groats, are pale tan to green, while the roasted buckwheat groats, known as kasha, are dark brown with a nutty flavor. Kasha is often steamed in a stock with onions, olive oil, and fresh parsley, and you can combine equal parts plain buckwheat groats and oats, and cook the mix to enjoy as a hot breakfast cereal topped with berries. Buckwheat has been cultivated for at least 1,000 years in China, Korea, and Japan, where it is often enjoyed in the form of soba noodles, a form that's become increasingly popular in the West as a healthy substitute for wheat pasta. Buckwheat has more protein than rice, wheat, millet, or corn, and is high in the essential amino acids lysine and arginine, in which major cereal crops are deficient. Its unique amino acid profile gives buckwheat the power to boost the protein value of beans and cereal grains eaten the same day. Yet buckwheat contains no gluten, the source of protein in true grains, and is therefore safe for people with gluten allergy or celiac disease. In addition, buckwheat protein offers unique health-promoting properties. Buckwheat is the unsurpassed cholesterol-lowering food studied to date. It helps reduce and stabilize blood sugar levels following meals, a key factor in preventing diabetes and obesity. And like the widely prescribed ACE inhibitor hypertension drugs, buckwheat proteins reduce the activity of angiotensin-converting enzyme, thereby reducing hypertension. Superfood 6. Beans and lentils. There are good reasons that beans occupy two places on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food guide pyramid. The first is alongside high-protein foods such as meat, eggs, poultry, and fish, and the second is among vitamin-rich vegetables. The beneficial phytochemicals found in beans offer other preventive health attributes not reflected in the USDA's pyramid. The multifaceted nutrition and prevention powers of beans, a category that encompasses common beans, chickpeas, soybeans, dried peas, and lentils, make them an anti-aging dietary necessity. Most beans are low in fat, calories, and sodium, but high in complex carbohydrates and dietary fiber, and they offer modest amounts of essential fatty acids, mostly omega-6s. Only soybeans have significant amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. They are also an excellent source of protein, needing only to be combined with grains such as barley or oats to provide all the amino acids necessary to make a complete protein for vegetarians who do not have other sources of protein for their meals. Beans are extremely beneficial in an anti-diabetes diet because they rank low on the glycemic scale, which means that they do not cause the inflammatory, hunger-inducing spike in blood sugar levels associated with refined grains and baked goods. Beans offer ample fiber. 1 cup of cooked beans can provide as much as 15 grams of dietary fiber, and this fiber is released into the bloodstream slowly, providing energy and satiation for a sustained period. No more than a quarter to a half cup of cooked beans per meal is recommended, however. Dry beans and lentils are a staple of many cuisines worldwide. They have been one of the most nutritious foods available for thousands of years, and continue to be so. In addition, beans and lentils are extremely versatile. They can be combined with fragrant herbs and vegetables and made into delicious soups. They can be used in salads, or pureed and served as a dip or spread. Chickpeas and lentils can also be ground into a high-protein, low-glycemic flour. Beans are heart healthy for a number of reasons in addition to their fiber content. They are a good source of potassium, which may help reduce your risk of high blood pressure and stroke. Dry beans are a good source of folic acid, which protects against heart disease by breaking down an amino acid called homocysteine. In a study of almost 10,000 men and women, those who ate beans 4 or more times a week cut their risk of coronary heart disease by about 20%. Compared with those who ate beans less than once a week. Other studies show that within 2 to 3 weeks, diets high in either canned or dry beans reduce blood cholesterol levels by 10% or more, an effect that can result in a 20% decrease in the risk of coronary heart disease. Also, Beans and lentils have the same potent anti-inflammatory antioxidants found in tea, fruits, grapes, red wine, and cocoa beans. And beans are among the richest food sources of saponins, chemicals that help prevent undesirable genetic mutations. Superfood 7. Hot peppers. The term peppers encompasses a diverse group of plants, ranging from the popular sweet green or red bell pepper to the fiery hot habanero, or even more lethal Scotch bonnet. When Columbus tasted the small, hot, red berries he found on his Caribbean voyages, he believed he had reached India, where Europeans obtained black pepper, and called them red pepper. In truth, the native peoples of the Americas had been growing and enjoying sweet and chili peppers for an estimated 7,000 years. Soon after Columbus's ships brought them back to Spain, traders spread peppers around the world, transforming cuisines and people's preventive health prospects, from Morocco to Hungary and India to China. Peppers, whether sweet bell or hot chili, are members of the plant genus Capsicum, a term that comes from the Greek word kapto, which means to bite. All peppers contain compounds called capsaicinoids. This is especially true of chili peppers, which derive their spicy heat, as well as extraordinary anti-inflammatory, analgesic, anti-cancer, heart-healthy effects, from very high levels of capsaicinoids, the most common form of which is capsaicin. In addition to capsaicin, chilies are high in antioxidant carotenes and flavonoids, and contain about twice the amount of vitamin C found in citrus fruits. Almost any dish, from homemade soups, stews, and chili, to stir-fries, salads, and sauces, can benefit from small amounts of hot peppers. As discussed earlier, substance P is the key transmitter of pain to the brain. In fact, substance P is the body's main mechanism for producing swelling and pain throughout the trigeminal nerve, which runs through the head, temple, and sinus cavity. When the nerve fibers come in contact with substance P, they react by swelling, an effect that yields headaches and sinus symptoms. Research has shown that eating foods that contain capsaicin can suppress substance P production. Clinical studies have shown that capsaicin is extremely effective for relieving and preventing cluster headaches, migraine headaches, and sinus headaches. People suffering from arthritis pain typically have elevated levels of substance P in their blood and in the synovial fluid that bathes their joints. Again, eating capsaicin foods or applying a topical cream that contains capsaicin can offer relief. Capsaicin also possesses powerful antibacterial properties and is very effective in fighting and preventing chronic sinus infections. This purely natural chemical will also clear out congested nasal passages like nothing else and is helpful in treating sinus-related allergy symptoms. Small daily doses of capsaicin have even been shown to prevent chronic nasal congestion. In recent years, researchers have discovered that capsaicin is a potent anti-inflammatory and have even pinpointed how it works to fight chronic inflammation. The nuclei of human cells contain chemicals called nuclear transcription factors, NTFs, two of which are especially important targets when it comes to prevention of cancer and premature aging of skin. Each of these NTFs can be activated by ultraviolet light and free radicals, producing a pro-inflammatory chain reaction that promotes premature aging and a wide variety of degenerative diseases. The antioxidant alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, is extraordinarily efficient at keeping these two key NTFs from kicking off a pro-inflammatory cascade reaction. And as it turns out, nature offers several other effective NTF activation blockers, including the capsaicin in chilies and the yellow pigment curcumin in turmeric. A recent study on gastric disorders at Duke University showed that capsaicin may actually lead to a cure for certain intestinal diseases. The Duke team found that a specific nerve cell receptor appears to be necessary to initiate the development of inflammatory bowel disease, a general term given to a variety of chronic disorders in which the intestine becomes inflamed, resulting in recurring abdominal cramps, pain, and diarrhea. The cause of IBD is unknown, and it is believed that up to 2 million Americans suffer from this disorder. Several recent studies have shown that capsaicin may actually prevent the growth of certain types of cancer. In particular, several clinical studies conducted in Japan and China showed natural capsaicin directly inhibits the growth of leukemic cells. Although these studies used pure capsaicin directly injected into isolated diseased cells in a laboratory setting, scientists have also concluded that daily consumption of hot peppers may prevent certain types of cancer. Throughout South America, intestinal, stomach, and colon cancer rates are very low compared to those in the United States. It is widely regarded by medical experts that this low cancer rate may be tied to the large amounts of capsaicin in Latin Americans' diets, since nearly every main dish in their normal diet contains some form of capsaicin-based food, particularly hot cayenne and jalapeno peppers. Of course, we must also take into consideration the fact that these cultures consume fiber-rich beans on a daily basis. Capsaicin is an active ingredient in many of the most popular fat-burning supplements on the market. A thermogenic agent, capsaicin helps increase overall metabolic activity, thus helping the body burn calories and fat. Since the Food and Drug Administration banned the herb ephedra, supplement manufacturers have been searching for new thermogenic ingredients, and many have added chilies to the mix. While capsaicin replaces some of ephedra's metabolic effects, it doesn't have that herb's negative stimulant effects on heart rate. In fact, capsaicin is an actively heart-healthy supplement. Superfood 8. Nuts and Seeds. If you want to dramatically decrease your risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, control your weight with no hunger pangs, and reduce the visible signs of aging such as wrinkles and sagging skin, I recommend that you go nuts. Here's how. When thoughts turn to food between meals, enjoy a handful of raw, unsalted nuts. They're extremely filling and satisfying, and healthful. Add some nuts to regular meals. A tablespoon of chopped almonds on your oatmeal, a tablespoon of walnuts in your lunchtime salad, or a hazelnut-encrusted wild salmon filet. You can access this and other recipes from your computer on the second CD of this audiobook. Nuts are so versatile they can take the place of flour and breadcrumbs, with a lot more flavor and health benefits. Just remember, as with all things, to use moderation. Studies involving more than 220,000 people show that nutty diets help reduce the risk of heart disease, the leading killer of both men and women in the United States. This should come as no surprise. Nuts contain powerful antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, and like so many other diseases, heart disease is an inflammatory condition. For example, consider these findings. The famous Seventh-day Adventist study followed more than 30,000 church members over a 12-year period. The results showed that even in this healthy living, largely vegetarian group, those who ate nuts at least 5 times per week cut their risk of dying from coronary heart disease by 48%, compared with those who ate nuts less than once weekly. They also cut their risk of a non-fatal heart attack by 51%. In a study involving more than 3,000 African-American men and women, those who consumed nuts at least 5 times a week cut their risk of dying from heart disease by 44%, compared with those who ate nuts less than once weekly. The results of the 14-year-long Nurses' Health Study, which involved more than 86,000 women, indicate that women who consume more than 5 ounces of nuts weekly will cut their risk of coronary heart disease by 35%, compared with those who eat less than 1 ounce per month. Similar reductions were seen in the risk of death from heart disease and non-fatal heart attacks. And the 17-year Physicians' Health Study involving more than 21,000 men found that those who consumed nuts at least twice a week cut their risk of sudden cardiac death by 53%, compared with those who rarely ate nuts. There was no significant decrease in the risk of non-fatal heart attack. Nuts enhance heart health because of their unique protein, fat, sterol, and vitamin profile. Most nuts are high in arginine, an amino acid that reduces cholesterol levels and, as a precursor to nitric oxide, dilates blood vessels, thus reducing blood pressure and the risk of angina, congestive heart failure, and heart attack. Most of the fat in nuts consists of the polyunsaturated omega-3 and omega-6 varieties that reduce blood cholesterol levels. Numerous clinical studies have found that almonds, hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, peanuts, pecans, pistachio nuts, and walnuts all reduce total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol in people with normal to high cholesterol levels. And the fatty compounds in nuts' phytosterols inhibit accumulation of fats in artery walls, which promotes angina, strokes, and heart attacks. Vitamin E, an antioxidant in which almonds are especially rich, helps prevent the oxidation of cholesterol that leads to fatty buildup in the arteries. The B vitamin folate, found in many nuts, lowers high blood levels of homocysteine, a strong predictor of heart disease. Nuts and seeds are generally rich in calcium, magnesium, and potassium, all of which serve to reduce blood pressure. The coatings of all nuts and seeds, such as the thin brown papery layer coating almonds and peanuts, are rich in the antioxidant polyphenols associated with reduced risk of heart disease. Processed nuts and seeds possess fewer of these antioxidants. Choose raw nuts in the shell when possible. Walnuts in particular are high in alpha-linolenic acid, an essential fatty acid that is protective to the heart and circulation. The particular fats, antioxidant polyphenols, and proteins that make nuts heart healthy also help prevent cancer. Phytic acid is a natural plant antioxidant found in nuts and seeds. It serves as a potent antioxidant to help preserve seeds and may reduce the rate of colon cancer and other inflammatory bowel diseases via the same mechanism. The coatings of all nuts and seeds are rich in the antioxidant polyphenols associated with reduced risk of cancer. This is another reason to choose raw nuts and seeds in the shell versus processed nuts and seeds. Beta-sitosterol and campesterol, two of the phytosterols found in most nuts, appear to suppress breast and prostate tumors. The amino acid arginine, which is abundant in most nuts, especially almonds, also inhibits tumor growth and boosts immunity. Walnuts are especially helpful because they contain ellagic acid, the cancer-fighting polyphenol antioxidant also found in pomegranates and red raspberries. Selenium, another key antioxidant factor and cancer-preventive mineral, is particularly abundant in Brazil nuts. Nuts and seeds add texture and flavor to salads in many recipes. Of course, they also make great snacks. Many people like to snack on nut butters, spread on veggies. I do not recommend buying nut butters prepared on site in stores because you can't know whether the grinder is clean and because the fresh nut butter is exposed to air and light as it emerges from the grinder. Frankly, you're better off buying pre-made nut butters from reputable natural food brands that don't add hydrogenated oils. It's fairly easy to make your own nut and seed butters in a food processor. Just add oil as needed. As with nuts and seeds, keep homemade nut butters and open store-bought nut butters in airtight containers in the refrigerator. I recommend eating one serving of nuts or seeds, a quarter cup, every day. And in addition to olive oil, it's healthy to cook with macadamia, peanut, sesame, or canola oil instead of butter, margarine, or shortening. Needless to say, you need to consider the distinct flavor of each nut oil. Peanut oil is ideal for many Asian meals. Never cook with fragile flax, hemp, or walnut oils because their delicate omega-3 fatty acids will oxidize under the exposure to heat and air and light. Use flaxseed, walnut, hemp seed, or olive oil in homemade salad dressings. Whenever possible, buy organic nuts, seeds, and oils. All nuts and seeds are healthful in moderation. The key is to eat a variety. However, certain ones stand out for their exceptionally healthful fatty acid composition. I recommend the following nuts and seeds because they are the highest in either omega-3 or omega-9 fatty acids. Both fatty acids are heart healthy. Omega-3s are powerful anti-inflammatory agents as well. The fatty acid content of each nut or seed is expressed here as a percent of its total fat content. Note that the percentage figures provided are averages, as the fatty acid content of nuts and seeds varies considerably among data sources. The nuts highest in omega-9 monounsaturated fatty acids are macadamia, 50%, pecans, 45%, almonds, 42%, filberts, 38%, pistachios, 35%, Brazil nuts, 32%, peanuts, 23%, and sesame seeds, 21%. The nuts highest in omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids are flaxseed, 50%, walnuts, 8%, and pumpkin seeds, 7%. Superfood 9. Sprouts. A sprout is produced when a seed starts growing into a vegetable. Sprouts can grow from the seeds of vegetables, grains, legumes, buckwheat, and beans. Sprouts vary in texture and taste. Some are spicy, radish and onion sprouts. Some are hearty and often used in Asian cuisines, mung bean, while others are more delicate, alfalfa, adding texture and moistness to salads and sandwiches. there are a great many reasons to eat sprouts. As we age, our body's ability to produce enzymes declines. Sprouts are a concentrated source of the living enzymes and life force that is lost when foods are cooked or not picked fresh from your own garden. Additionally, due to their high enzyme content, sprouts are also much easier to digest than the seed or bean from which they came. All nutrients necessary for life are contained in seeds, a food category that includes grain kernels, beans, legumes, and nuts. Because sprouts are so fresh and do not sit for days or weeks in warehouses, we know that we are getting optimum nutrition. Superfood 10, yogurt and kefir. The origin of fermented foods and cultured milk products goes so far back that it is rumored to predate recorded history. This is perfectly in keeping with my philosophy that the most ancient foods have survived for a reason. They continue to be instrumental to the survival of our species. Fermented and cultured foods may well represent our first experience with what researchers now call functional foods. Foods that actively promote optimum health. The fermented foods scientists consider probiotic are primarily yogurt and kefir. What are probiotics and what do they do? In humans, probiotic microbes help the body's ongoing fight against infectious diseases by competing with the pathogens for food, nutrients, and survival. This is why human breast milk is rich in nutritional factors that foster the growth of bifidobacteria, a beneficial bacterial family that keeps babies' intestinal ecosystems healthy and disease-resistant. Preliminary research supports probiotics' potential to prevent or treat many common conditions. More research is needed, however, so don't rely on probiotics to help treat any health condition without medical supervision. Probiotics ameliorate vaginal, urinary tract, and bladder infections, inflammatory intestinal disorders, including inflammatory bowel disease, and food allergies and inflammatory allergic conditions, such as asthma and eczema. They reduce several risk factors for cardiovascular disease and intestinal cancers. They also reduce the duration of gastroenteritis, rotavirus-induced diarrhea in infants, the rate of childhood respiratory infections, and ameliorate microbe-induced traveler's diarrhea and help prevent tooth decay. Researchers have found that people whose diet is rich in probiotic foods enjoy enhanced immune function. It appears that probiotics normalize immune responses, inhibit chronic inflammation, and may improve inflammatory conditions with an autoimmune component, such as asthma, eczema, and Crohn's disease. Today, there is an alarming emergence of disease-causing agents that are resistant to antibiotics. These dire and potentially life-threatening circumstances have prompted urgent research into the use of probiotic bacteria to battle infections. We now know that probiotics can raise antibody levels in the body. This immune system boost reduces the risk of infections taking hold in the first place, thus avoiding the need for antibiotics. Many doctors recommend live yogurt for patients on antibiotics to replenish good bacteria. Some argue that yogurt live cultures may also reduce the occurrence of colds, allergies, and hay fever. A daily dose of yogurt is good for people of all ages. Yogurt is also important for those wanting to lose weight. As a milk product, yogurt is naturally rich in calcium. Research shows that calcium helps reduce weight gain. Even small changes in the calcium levels of fat cells can change signals within the cell that control the making and burning of fat. The authors of a 2003 study at the University of Tennessee placed 34 obese people on a low-calorie diet. 16 of them were given 400 to 500 milligrams of calcium in the form of a daily supplement. The other 18 people ate a diet higher in calcium, 1,100 milligrams per day, in the form of yogurt. After 12 weeks, both groups lost fat. The supplement-taking group had 6 pounds less fat, but the yogurt group lost about 10 pounds of fat. And those who ate yogurt discovered that their waists shrank by more than an inch and a half. In comparison, the supplement-taking subjects lost only about a quarter inch in waist size. Finally, a whopping 60% of the yogurt eaters' weight loss was belly fat, while only 26% of the supplement group's loss was belly fat, This is very exciting news because belly fat, which we physicians call visceral or intra-abdominal fat, is linked to high cholesterol, high insulin, high triglycerides, high blood pressure, and other problems. Visceral fat may also secrete more disease-linked inflammatory molecules than other types of fat. The study also reported that in addition to the participants losing more weight, the group that ate yogurt was about twice as effective at maintaining lean muscle mass. As the study director, Michael Zemel, PhD, stated in a news release, "This is a critical issue when dieting. You want to lose fat, not muscle. Muscle helps burn calories, but it is often compromised during weight loss. Always buy organic yogurt and avoid yogurt that contains thickeners and stabilizers. Also avoid yogurt that contains added sugars or sweetened fruit. These upset the delicate chemical balance that allows the cultures to thrive. Sugars also feed the growth of unwanted yeasts, such as Candida albicans. A glass of unsweetened whole milk kefir and 2 tablespoons of Palm Wonderful, pure pomegranate extract stirred up, looks and tastes like a rich and beautiful berry smoothie. It's the perfect way to start the day. Kefir is a fermented probiotic milk drink from the Caucasus Mountains in the former Soviet Union. The name kefir, loosely translated, means pleasure or good feeling. Due to its health-promoting properties, kefir was once considered a gift from the gods. Fortunately, it is being rediscovered and recognized for its many health and beauty benefits. Kefir can best be described as a sort of liquid sparkling yogurt with its own distinct and deliciously mild, naturally sweet, yet tangy flavor, with a refreshing hint of natural carbonation. Its unique taste and almost mystical reputation as a longevity elixir explain why people all over Europe are making kefir, along with similar fermented drinks, their beverage of choice. Sales are even beginning to rival top soft drink brands. Unlike yogurt, which is created from milk by adding certain lactic acid bacteria, kefir is made by combining milk with a pinch of kefir grains, the folk term coined to describe a complex mixture of yeasts and lactobacillus bacteria. The small amount of carbon dioxide, alcohol, and aromatic compounds produced by the cultures gives kefir its distinct fizzy, tangy taste. Kefir also contains unique polysaccharides, called kefirin, which may be responsible for some of its health benefits. Much of the Russian research on its health benefits remains untranslated, and Western research is in its early stages, but the results to date support kefir's impressive folk reputation. In addition to kefir's ancient reputation as a healthy drink, it has been famously credited with the extraordinary longevity of people in the Caucasus. Hospitals in the former Soviet Union use kefir, especially when no modern medical treatment is available, to treat conditions ranging from atherosclerosis, allergic disease, metabolic and digestive disorders, and tuberculosis, to cancer and gastrointestinal disorders. A number of studies conducted to date have documented kefir's ability to stimulate the immune system, enhance lactose digestion, and inhibit tumors, fungi, and pathogens, including the bacteria that cause most ulcers. This makes a lot of sense because scientists have since discovered that most ulcers are caused by an infection with the bacterium Helicobacter pylori and not by spicy food, stomach acid, or stress, as physicians erroneously believed for years. Scientists are now discovering that a great many inflammatory diseases, including certain types of heart disease, can be triggered by a bacterium. And that provides all the more reason to enjoy kefir as part of your daily diet. Sometimes the solution to a problem hides in plain sight. Modern science seeks ways to reduce the deterioration of the mind and body that accompanies aging. So far, efforts to slow aging or help prevent the specific diseases of aging have borne little fruit. One reason for this is the failure of our healthcare system to address basic facts, such as the role of our diet in health, longevity, and disease. Instead, we now face an epidemic of obesity, with all of its resultant diseases, beginning in childhood. Until we recognize that our fast food nation is on the fast track to early death and disease, all the magic bullets in the world aren't going to help us. For example, while statin drugs reduce cholesterol levels, none has been shown to substantially reduce the risk of heart attack. And the consensus of experts is that the drugs now available to treat Alzheimer's disease offer such slim benefits as to constitute an annual waste of $1.2 billion. One reason for these failures is that science focuses almost exclusively on the minutiae of basic biomedical research. While this work is useful in the long term, the near total focus on basic research distracts us from exploring the strong anti-aging and preventive health promise of common foods. We already possess persuasive evidence that successful anti-aging efforts start with the rainbow foods and superfoods described earlier. When we recognize that inflammation is the basis of accelerated aging and accompanying degenerative diseases, this makes perfect sense. Treat the body holistically, starting with the foods we eat, to prevent inflammation on a cellular level. No drug or therapy can be more effective. We need to work with the body to strengthen and revitalize all organ systems, which means that our cures need to be physiologic, that is, in accord with or characteristic of the normal functioning of a living organism. While the rainbow and superfoods are central to any anti-aging, anti-inflammatory strategy, certain other plant foods pack even more anti-aging punch, pound for pound. This is an overlooked part of most people's diets, the herbs and spices in your pantry. The very familiarity of common culinary herbs and spices serves to obscure their potential as anti-aging powerhouses. While scientists only began probing their biochemical properties about 20 years ago, it's already clear that ounce for ounce, many herbs and spices offer tremendous anti-aging potential, thanks to these flavorings' unsurpassed antioxidant anti-inflammatory capacities. What is so exciting about these different classes of foods is that, in addition to their extremely powerful antioxidant effects, a number of these foods, herbs, and spices possess unique properties that can enhance insulin sensitivity while decreasing cortisol levels. This is extremely important because as the body ages, we see changes that include the loss of muscle tone in conjunction with the addition of body fat, particularly in the abdominal area, on the legs, and on the arms. This excess body fat is directly attributable to two factors. The first is the loss of insulin sensitivity. The second, the elevation of cortisol levels in conjunction with a decrease in the life or youth hormones, testosterone, estrogen, human growth hormone, and so on. During the 16th century reign of Queen Elizabeth I, when doctors were scarce, expensive, and of dubious utility for treating most illnesses, the encyclopedic plant medicine guides, known as herbals, occupied a place second only to the Bible in literate households. These works, such as the famous Herbal Encyclopedia by Nicholas Culpepper, distilled knowledge transmitted down the centuries from India, China, Persia, Greece, and Rome. In 2001, for example, USDA scientists published their research into 27 culinary herbs and 12 medicinal herbs. The study revealed that many common culinary herbs exert free radical quenching capacities higher than those reported for the berries and vegetables long considered the antioxidant champs. In other words, small amounts of these herbs supply the same amount of antioxidants found in much larger amounts of fruits or vegetables. Let's take a closer look at the antioxidant champions in our pantries, on our windowsills, and in our herb gardens. The culinary herbs with the highest ORAC scores are three types of oregano. Oregano is both the scientific name for the genus that encompasses various members of the larger mint family and a folk term that refers to any of a wide range of unrelated plants with oregano-like fragrances and flavors. A great deal of confusion surrounds the very similar herbs known as oregano and marjoram. But all marjoram plants are members of the genus Origanum, and they share an overlapping set of antioxidant compounds and fragrant essential oils, a misnomer, by the way, since these are not fats or oils. The thymol and carvacrol in oregano inhibit the growth of bacteria and are more effective against the Giardia parasite than the commonly used prescription drug. Ounce for ounce, oregano's antioxidant capacity is 42 times greater than that of apples, 12 times greater than that of oranges, and 4 times greater than that of blueberries. Oregano is a good source of iron, vitamin A, dietary fiber, calcium, manganese, magnesium, and vitamin B6. European bay leaf is a member of the same family as cinnamon, cassia, sassafras, and avocado, and boasts a complex blend of fragrances and flavors, from balsam to citrus. Bay leaves and berries improve digestion and are an astringent, which means they help contract tissues or canals in the body, and therefore diminish discharges such as mucus and blood. They also help relieve gas. The main phytonutrients in dill activate the potent antioxidant enzyme glutathione S-transferase, which helps attach the molecule glutathione to oxidized molecules that would otherwise damage the body. This activity helps protect against carcinogens such as those found in cigarette smoke, charcoal grill smoke, trash incinerator smoke, therapeutic drugs, and products of oxidative stress. Pretty important stuff for something usually relegated to the pickle barrel. New research indicates that, like rosemary, lemon balm helps people learn, store, and retrieve information. Laboratory tests have found that lemon balm, like the nutrient dimethylaminoethanol, increased the activity of acetylcholine, a chemical messenger essential to memory and other cognitive functions, which is reduced in people with Alzheimer's disease. Mint, an ancient symbol of hospitality and purification, is said to be good for colds, flu, and fevers, as well as throat and sinus ailments. Mint tea soothes the stomach, and its aroma has a calming effect. Many of thyme's health benefits are attributed to thymol. Studies have shown that the brain and the major organs benefit because thymol facilitates significantly higher antioxidant enzyme activities and total antioxidant status. This is partly attributed to its ability to protect the omega-3 fatty acids in cell membranes by increasing their proportions relative to other fatty acids. Thyme contains flavonoids and carvacrol, along with vitamin B complex, vitamin C, and vitamin D. It has been used for medicinal purposes for centuries, for such problems as gastrointestinal ailments, laryngitis, diarrhea, and lack of appetite. It helps reduce fever. It's good for chronic respiratory problems, including colds, flu, bronchitis, and sore throats. It is also good for external use in fighting inflammation and infection, and can be helpful for athlete's foot and shingles. Studies have shown that the flavonoids in parsley, a bright green herb used as both a seasoning and a garnish, function as powerful protection against free radicals. In addition, parsley is an excellent source of vitamin C, beta-carotene, and folic acid. Today, we know that rosemary's phytonutrients stimulate the immune system, boost circulation, relax smooth muscles of the trachea and intestine, protect and stimulate the liver, inhibit tumor activity, enhance digestion, and help reduce the severity of asthma attacks. And confirming the hard-won wisdom of our ancestors, research has shown that rosemary increases circulation to the head and brain, thereby improving concentration and memory. The effects of key rosemary phytonutrients, especially caffeic acid derivatives, such as rosmarinic acid, are also likely to help ameliorate spasmodic disorders, peptic ulcer, inflammatory diseases, atherosclerosis, ischemic heart disease, cataracts, and certain cancers. In addition to rosemary, rosmarinic acid is found in large amounts in lemon balm, the mints, marjoram, and sage. Like its close cousin rosemary, sage contains a variety of essential oils, flavonoids, antioxidant enzymes, and phenolic acids, including the rosmarinic acid found in rosemary and other culinary herbs. Rosmarinic acid curbs inflammation by reducing production of inflammatory peptides, such as leukotriene B4, and through its strong antioxidant effects. Sage may therefore alleviate inflammatory conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, bronchial asthma, diabetes, and atherosclerosis. And like rosemary, sage enhances memory and concentration. In fact, the dried root of Chinese sage has been used for hundreds of years to treat brain dysfunction, and modern research shows that it contains phytonutrients resembling the synthetic acetylcholine esterase inhibitor drugs used to treat Alzheimer's disease. The flavonoids in basil protect cell structures and chromosomes from radiation and free radicals. Basil reduces unwanted bacterial growth thanks to its aromatic essential oils. Basil inhibits the growth of foodborne disease bacteria, some of which are resistant to common antibiotics, including Listeria, Staphylococcus, and E. coli. Washing produce in a 1% solution of basil or thyme essential oil virtually eliminates dangerous Shigella bacteria. Adding fresh thyme or basil to vinaigrette will make salads tastier while helping ensure that they are safer to eat. Basil's essential oil, eugenol, blocks the inflammatory COX enzymes, the same ones blocked by synthetic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin and ibuprofen. This means that basil has anti-aging powers and may even help alleviate the symptoms of inflammatory health problems such as rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, or inflammatory bowel conditions. Basil is also good for your heart. It is high in beta-carotene, which protects the lining of blood vessels from free radical damage and helps prevent them from oxidizing cholesterol in the blood, thus inhibiting the development of atherosclerosis and reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. As a good source of vitamin B6, basil may help reduce blood levels of homocysteine, excess amounts of which damage blood vessel walls. And basil is a good source of magnesium, which relaxes blood vessels, improves blood flow, and reduces the risk of irregular heart rhythms or spasms. Although there are thousands of spices in the world, we will now focus on two closely related spices in particular, ginger and turmeric, that exert especially powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects, and that, in their most potent fresh form, lend themselves to frequent use in cooking. Both of these remarkable anti-aging healing plants belong to the same botanical family as Thai ginger or galangal, with which they share many active compounds. The parts of the turmeric and ginger plants used for cooking and medicine, which are called roots, are actually rhizomes, the tuberous root of flowering plants. The following facts should explain why it is important to include plenty of turmeric and ginger in your household menus. To many of us, our sole relationship with ginger was in our childhood fondness for ginger ale, ginger bread, or ginger snaps. Little did we realize that ginger is actually a powerful anti-aging remedy, an amazingly effective anti-inflammatory food with many health benefits and no side effects, and a very long medicinal tradition throughout the Eastern world. Ginger has a long list of medicinal purposes. For instance, it has a traditional reputation, now clinically proven, as an anti-nausea remedy, effective in treating both motion and morning sickness. Nonetheless, people think they have to buy pharmaceutical anti-nausea drugs with adverse side effects, even though these drugs are generally no more effective than ginger. Ginger greatly aids digestion of protein, thanks to an enzyme called zingibane that matches the protein digesting power of the papaya enzyme papain, found in most meat tenderizers. According to researcher Paul Schulich, author of Ginger, Common Spice and Wonder Drug, ginger root is so rich in zingibane that 1 pound matches the protein digesting power of 180 pounds of papaya. And unlike papaya, ginger does not rate high on the glycemic index. Zingibane also dissolves the immune complexes that precipitate the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. As an anti-inflammatory, ginger is as effective as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as aspirin, with none of their dangerous side effects. In fact, ginger shines as a preventive health powerhouse that safely derails inflammatory processes in several ways. Aside from using fresh ginger in cooking, to make tea, or adding it to fruit or vegetable blender drinks, you can also take supplemental ginger. Let's look at the pros and cons of each form. While fresh ginger is best, extracts offer a convenient, practical alternative means for getting large amounts of ginger's active compounds without having to eat large quantities of ginger. Ginger is an ancient, time-honored food and tonic, commonly prescribed worldwide for cold symptom relief, motion sickness, and upset stomach. Among common medicinal foods and herbs, it is now one of the top three most heavily researched, and ginger is considered safe by all U.S. regulatory agencies. However, ginger increases menstrual flow when taken in extremely large quantities. Physicians advise against taking more than 1 to 2 grams per day during the first trimester of pregnancy. Use moderation in all things, and consult with your physician before taking significant amounts of ginger if you are on blood-thinning drugs, have any disease symptoms, or are pregnant. Turmeric is an Indian curry spice with an ancient history of medicinal use against inflammation. This delicious spice, most familiar as the brilliant golden yellow color in curry powder, is a close cousin to ginger and has been used for millennia to flavor, color, and preserve foods. The significance of turmeric to modern medicine became apparent after the discovery of its potent antioxidant properties, most of which derive from curcumin, the common name for turmeric's yellow polyphenol pigments, which scientists refer to as curcuminoids. Even though they constitute only about 5% of turmeric powder, curcuminoids give turmeric much of its amazing anti-inflammatory antioxidant power. The curcuminoid pigments in turmeric are safe, highly effective antioxidants. In fact, turmeric's curcuminoids may prevent oxidation of blood fats better than the OPCs in pine bark and grapeseed extracts, or the strong synthetic antioxidant BHT, based on test tube studies. Turmeric contains a unique peptide called turmerin, a free radical scavenger.